Wrapping up the previous games and looking forward to the ones to come. This is Preps Rewind, presented by Gould Parts in downtown Eaton, on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Here's Clark Johnson.
Good Saturday morning, everybody. Welcome to the Preps Rewind right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. I'm Clark Johnson. Thanks for jumping in with us this morning. First 30 minutes of the program, you'll hear all the scores, all the local scores from last night, and it was a tough night for some. Boy, I'll tell you what, our first two broadcasts, though, were off the hook. Thank you, Lord, for those games. A couple of one-point games for us in our Thursday, or rather our our Thursday and Friday night doubleheaders. So very, very cool stuff. Thank you to Gould Parts, downtown Eaton, 454-3355. Just stick that number up on the fridge with all the rest of them that we talk about. Our great sponsors here on Preps Radio, where we cannot do the game broadcast, the shows, without these sponsors. So thank Gould Parts when you see them. Your source for quality Napa parts right there, Highway 85 and Collins Street in beautiful Eaton, Colorado. It is Gould Parts. All right, on the program today, we're going to talk real quick about our two broadcasts. The game last night, again, was rippingly great. Windsor and Meade last night, and we had Fossil Ridge and Loveland on Thursday night from Timna Stadium. So just two great settings, two great stadiums to call a game in, too. But it was a lot of fun. So scoreboard in the second segment. We'll get all the scores on for you. Also going to catch up live with Severance football coach Jeff Van Winkle off their 21-5 win against Canyon City. And how about this, folks? John Hickey, the Greeley West football coach, ends a 20-game losing streak for the Greeley West Spartans. First win since 2019 for the program. And they do it on opening night as they rip 5A Mountain Range 23-7. So we'll talk to Coach Hickey about 10:25 this morning on the program. Back half of the program, we're going to talk a little bit about Thursday's big game. That was the big win for Fossil Ridge with 44 seconds to go. Tyler Kubat hits Trek Heworth in the corner of the end zone, and it's a 1-point 36-35 win for Fossil Ridge over Loveland. And then we come back last night, folks, at Meade High School, and a great football game, no question about it. Two teams that can really run the football, and two really good offensive lines, I got to tell you. Meade and Windsor are going to be tough to stop. And so it all comes down to the very end, 27 seconds left to go in a ball game, and the Meade Mavericks get into the end zone after a missed extra point. Loveland went up 34-28, missed the extra point. Bad snap on the extra point, or mishandled in some form. Couldn't get it, so they go up 34-28. Meade comes all the way down the field. A big fourth down play, too. They had fourth and four or so, and they did a hook and ladder. Unbelievable play. Got it out to Ty Olson. That's Blake Olson's nephew. Blake Olson, of course, is your new announcer for UNC football coming up, the voice of the Bears. And, Blake's nephew, Ty Olson, get a little pass out to him on the right side, and then he flips it back to Danny Brewington, and Brewington for the Mavericks, who was our Norfolk Iron and Metal player of the game. Brewington was terrific last night. He runs with it for a first down, and then the next thing you know, old Jed's a millionaire, and they're in the end zone, 34-34. And then the leg of Jordan Lohr, the junior, who last year was 48 of 51 on extra points. I mean, that's automatic, folks. And he knocked down his fifth in a row last night, and a 35-34 win for the Meade Mavericks, coming off the pace to win it. So we had a 44-second winner on Thursday, a 27-second walk-off winner on Friday last night. What a fun night for Preps Radio to get rocking and rolling. So very, very, very cool stuff. So we'll get to the Friday scoreboard for you, and then, of course, our interviews with Jeff Van Winkle and John Hickey. We'll hit them real quick. Back half of the show, we've got Jeff Fulton and Resurrection Christian Golf coach Rick Mees. Wow, how about Resurrection Christian Golf right now? Ran second as a team at the Eaton Invitational and then walloped Eaton, beat them by 7 strokes in the Estes Park Invitational to win that tournament. And we're talking about the top 4 golfers at Res, 3 of them are freshmen. Jack Carter is unbelievable, folks. We'll talk to Coach Mees. His grandson, Gage, is the leader, the senior on the club. And right now he's sitting like the number 4 golfer on the team. Got 3 freshmen in front of him, but how cool for those freshmen to lean on a senior. So we'll talk to Coach Mees here at the bottom of the hour as well. All right, we're coming to you live from the Allo Communications Studio. studios. I want to thank Milton's as well. Used to be Kramer's Wedge Store and the Tatanka Grill, folks. You know it. A great service, state-of-the-art convenience store in Kersey. They've got you covered at the U-Fillets in Eaton and Greeley as well. But now the name is Milton's. Luke and Abby Gardner, same owners, the same folks who've run it. I mean, Steve Kramer's out now, but Luke and Abby have been with the with Kramer's and the store over there forever. So same great service, same great resources, all that good stuff that you get from what you got before. But Milton's now, love it, and they're killing it, folks. Made from scratch food inside, unbelievable stuff at Milton's. Got you covered. Milton's has you in Kersey, in Greeley, in Eaton. It is Milton's, great sponsor here as the Coach's Corner on Preps Rewind. All right, we'll come back in a moment and get with Jeff Van Winkle. We'll get to the scoreboard, get a couple scores in there, and then get you to a Jeff Van Winkle, the Severance football coach. They're 1-0 to begin again. We'll do that when we come back from the Allo Communications Studios here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 1310 KFK. All right, folks, welcome back to the program from the Allo Communications Studios. It is Preps Rewind on a Saturday for you. Let's get to the scoreboard. We've got Jeff Van Winkle coming up. They Severance wins 21-5 over Canyon City last night, but here are the scores, and then we'll get to Jeff here in a second. Dayspring Christian last night against Sanford. That was number 5, number 9, and 8-man. Sanford gets the best of Benny Fusco's team, 34-20 last night. Ray and Highland, wow. For Zach Sandstrom, so many great seniors last year departed. This is a very, very young Highland football team. And number 3, Ray, beats number 11, Highland, 46-0 last night. So completely rock and rolled there. 2A football last night, Eaton Reds, Classical Academy. How about this? Classical Academy is going to be tough. And I said this team always has kickers. Remember Daniel Carlson and the Carlson brothers that went to Classical Academy? Then both of them, terms one right after the other, went to Auburn. And then Daniel kicking in the NFL. So and Classical Academy did it again last night. 19-16 win for Classical Academy against the Eaton Reds. So the two-time defending champion goes down. But don't panic in Eatonland. I mean, those are two teams that probably are going to end up in the Final Four this year, just saying. Wiggins smashes Brush 27-7. Wiggins, a very good 1A football team. How about this? How about Delta? University knocked out by, or Delta knocked out by University in the playoffs last year. Delta says, nope, not so much on my watch. They went to the Western Slope. University did 24-0. Delta beats Casey Dawson's club last night. We'll have University and Eaton. I figured they'd both be 1-0 on Thursday. Nope, they're both going to be 0-1. We'll see what that looks like on Thursday from University High School. Berthoud beat Timnath 48-0. That's just freshmen and sophomores at Timnath. And Bennett over Weld Central 38-7. 3A football games. We'll start with this one. Severance 21-5 over Canyon City. Look at the defense for Jeff Van Winkle and Severance. We've got the head football coach from the Severance Silver Knights up on the Gould Parts Hotline right now. Coach, how are you this morning?
Hey, Clark, I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Fantastic. Tell me about the defense, man. Well, year after year after year, Jeff, you just throw out really smothering defenses.
You know, Clark, you're 100% right. It's that job that Levi does. I know it feels like just a broken record. I can just play this again and again and again for you. You know, he just does such a great job of preparation. You know, his staff does a good job of getting everybody ready to play. We didn't have a lot on Canyon City. You know, with a new head coach and everything, we had to look. He was the OC at Rampart last year. So we had some idea of the personnel, some idea of what they might run. But Levi just has them always ready to play. You know, last night, we have 6 turnovers and at least 8 sacks.
We're figuring that out.
It just was a tremendous effort defensively.
Wow, 6 takeaways for you guys.
Yeah.
Wow. That's just a huge night for you guys defensively. First games always, Jeff, you know, you're kind of looking at execution and trying to stay away from penalties and, you know, the little things kind of. How did that go for you at the start? Did you guys start cleanly or was it a little rough at the beginning?
You know, it was clean and then it wasn't clean. There were things were okay. It was a typical first game. You know, I told the guys last night, I said, you know, week one, we're going to build on, you know, we're going to go to week two and we're going to continue to get better and eliminate some of those little mistakes. You know, there are things, you know, the defense it feels like they're in mid-season form. Offense, you know, we shot ourselves in the foot a few too many times for my liking. You know, there's some things there I think that we could have done to take advantage of some of the opportunities the defense set up for us that we just didn't capitalize on. And so those are things that I think you see in week one where you say, gosh, I wish we could have done that, but we build on that. And we watch some film and we say, here's how you get better from this. So, you know, feel good overall about where we were at.
Yeah, boy, and you talked about, you know, taking advantage of what the defense gives you. And that's what you get with a smothering defense and especially six takeaways in a game. That means you probably had a few short fields and, you know, a chance to jump on it. Offensively, where were the issues at? I mean, you put 21 on the board and beat them 21-5, but if you're looking at it, where would you like to improve on the offensive side?
You know, just the crispness of what it is that we're doing.
Sure.
You know, I mean, we had, you know, a couple of formation issues where we're lined up wrong, you know, a couple of delay of game penalties because we're trying to flip formations and things. And so some things like that that you just, I just don't like to see. It just frustrates you as a coach. We want to clean that stuff up. A couple of missed blocks, but the offensive line overall played, you know, pretty outstanding. You know, our running backs are missing some things coming through the hole or picking up like a delayed blitz. So things like that I want to make sure we clean up. Quarterback's got to get the ball out of his hand a little quicker. You know, I think he's still a little indecisive.
Sure.
You know, steps up and sees that route, and instead of trusting it, he waits just that extra second. You know, we had a pick in the end zone that if he throws that ball just a second early, we get another touchdown there. So there's things like that that you want to clean up and do better at. But overall, again, I like the pace. I like where we're at. It's just some things like that that we need to clean up.
Absolutely. And Jaden Hoffman, who's your quarterback now in his junior year, so he's still learning. I mean, he kind of split time last year. Well, maybe not split with Nolan Hertzke, but he's progressing, Jeff. I mean, he's a kid that the more reps he gets, the more game time that he sees, he's going to improve. He's going to improve that flash of a second that you need him to do right now, right?
Exactly. You know, and those routes, as soon as he knows where that route's going to break and he's able to deliver that ball, like I said, just that second earlier, you know, all of a sudden we have three or four more receptions for another, you know, 30 to 50 yards, like maybe even a score or two. So, you know, those types of things really would help out, you know, on his numbers and just help us just put a team away instead of letting a team hang around. So that's what we need to get better at.
Absolutely. You guys go to Green Mountain next with a 1-0 record. It's a great start for this year. What do you know about Green Mountain and your first road trip of the year?
You know, I know that they put it to Hollins last week.
They sure did.
We actually just completed the exchange in huddle, so I'll dive into film here a little later this morning. I don't know much about them. I know that it's a playoff team from last year. I know that they're going to want to make a statement, you know, with a win against us at home. This will be their home opener, and so we're expecting a team that's ready to play.
Boy, fantastic. Jeff, thanks for your time this morning. Great way to start the 2022 campaign, and go get them at Green Mountain, okay?
Yep, Clark, that sounds great. Have a great morning.
You bet. Jeff Van Winkle, the head football coach out at Severance High School. They went 21-5 against Canyon City last night. So good start. And when we always talk about Severance, we talk about Jeff Van Winkle, Levi Smith. That's defense, folks. Man, defense is where they win football games. There's no question about it. All right, we were talking about scores last night. We got through the 8-man 1A and 2A. The 3A game, of course, Severance 21-5 over Canyon City. Our game last night, the Meade Mavericks and the Windsor are a 4A team, of course, but the Mavericks, they just come from behind, get the win, 35-34, 27 ticks left, and Meade got in the end zone to win it. Windsor goes down to defeat 35-34. Boy, that's a tough one, but these two teams, I think they're both going to be pretty good, so take a look at that. Roosevelt last night beats Palisade 35-18. We'll talk with Lane Wasinger on Clark and the Coach this week, so hang on for that. Holy Family 27-26 over Frederick. Rez Christian, Bob Mock, we'll get him on a Clark and a Coach this week too. Rez Christian 36-6 over Moffitt County. So good start. We've got Rez Christian and Orange Christian from Florida. That game is going to be on Friday night. Riverdale Ridge Mountain View, tough one for Steve Fry and Company. 21-20. They dropped to Riverdale Ridge. And Niwot Greeley Central, pretty good ball game last night. Judge Joe Brown, the AD over at Niwot, likes it as the Cougars get a 22-16 win over Greeley Central. Ponderosa beats Erie last night to 39-27. Good ball game. Number one Erie gets knocked off. And take those rankings right now, throw them out the window. So many teams, and they don't know what they're talking about with the early rankings, but yeah, as an announcer, I love to throw it in. Broomfield, Erie will be back, by the way. Those are two of the best in 4A, Ponderosa and Erie. Longmont, Broomfield, 47-14. Broomfield last night, and how about this, folks? Greeley West, yep, they halt the 20-game losing streak, first win since 2019, and they do it in John Hickey's first game as a head football football coach at Greeley West High School. They knocked out 5A Mountain Range 23-7 last night. And head coach John Hickey up on the Gould Parts Hotline right now with us. He's out at the freshman game for Greeley West. Coach, how are you?
I'm doing great, feeling good after that win.
You bet. I mean, it's the first one on the docket, man, and you took care of business, stopped a long losing streak at the school. This is the start of getting this program right back to its heyday, 15 years ago or so.
Yeah, I mean, that was a big win for us. It was good to see the kids' faces afterwards. I mean, that made it all worth it for us.
Yeah, tell me how the game unfolded. Did you guys get going early? What did it look like first and second quarter?
First and second quarter, I mean, our defense played kind of lights out to start. Offense, we took a little time to get us going. And, third quarter, we kind of really, just kicked in. And I think our conditioning we were able to outlast Mountain Range. And, the kids played great last night. I'm thrilled with what they did and just kind of setting that foundation.
Yeah, don't you love to see that when you talking about laying the foundation? I mean, just getting in shape, man, physically being ready to go with your endurance and everything, that's big. You see it as the game wears on, too, don't you?
Absolutely. I mean, that's what it was second half. It's our conditioning kicked in, and we were able to kind of put the game away, and, offense started picking it up, really. I mean, we started running the ball and kind of being dominant with our line of scrimmage that second half.
Give me some pointers on defense, man. Who played well for you on defense? Who did you throw a ring around last night?
Ricardo Castillo, he had a pick six.
Oh.
And that was pretty huge.
I think if we go back to 13 days, 13 teams, I said to Ricardo, I said, I think I put an over-under on pick sixes for him. So there's one already.
Yeah, I mean, we had Ricardo Castillo, he had a pick six, and I think he actually had the safety. We had a safety as well. He had the tackle on the safety.
Boom. Well,
he had a huge night. Cole Knorr had a couple sacks. Those guys that, we kind of relied on.
Sure.
They came up huge for us.
Boy, very, very good stuff. So you have to be pleased with the outcome, with what you saw on the field. I mean, you're a coach right now. You go back to work because you got Bear Creek, who is tough, coming up next. But you look at the first game and overall, John, pretty pleased with the victory, right?
Absolutely. I mean, I'm just happy to have that, and I'm happy for the kids. They worked hard for it, so.
Yeah, absolutely great stuff, man. Really glad to hear that. I love saying Greeley West football gets a win, so that's very cool. You're out at the freshman game. What are you seeing on the freshman field today so far?
They're working hard. They're down right now, but they just had a huge play.
I just heard it.
Yep. A couple minutes left in the game.
Cool.
And they're down 12-6, and they just had a fumble recovery about the 5-yard line, so hopefully they can pound it in and tie the game up.
Taking care of business, man. I love it. Congratulations. 1-0, perfect record as the Greeley West head coach. John Hickey, thanks for jumping on the program with us.
Hey, thanks, Clark. Thanks for having me.
You bet. That's John Hickey, head football coach, Greeley West. How about that? They stop. They halt the 20-game losing streak. His first game as the head coach out here, taking over for one of the greatest guys in the history of high school sports out here, Jason Renoff. So really happy for Greeley West. They get the big win and on to bigger and better things. Although Bear Creek is tough, folks. So Greeley, that might be a coming down party. You get the win for Greeley West and John Hickey, his club. But okay, don't get overexcited. I mean, it's going to be this is still a process to get this club back. So Greeley West with the win last night. 5A games last night as well. How about Rock? We're going to get Mark Brook on the Clark and the Coach this week too. How about this defense for the Lobos? They take on Chaparral last night, 20-0. Rocky wins at home at French Field. They held Chaparral to 59 yards total offense. That's a Rocky Mountain defense. You put that together with Gage Brook and the offense, and oh, they're going to get going, folks. Can't wait to see how this city, the big four in Fort Collins, fare out this year. Pooter got rocked. They got rocked by Rock Canyon, as a matter of fact, on Thursday night. But Fossil Ridge gets a win, Fort Collins gets a win, and Rocky Mountain gets a win to start the season. So big stuff in Fort Collins. Eagle Crest last night, 47-14 over Brighton. And today, folks, the Platte Valley Broncos go to Kent, Denver. That brings back some memories. Remember the matchups deep in the playoffs? In championship games between Platte Valley and Kent Denver. Well, Kent Denver's a little different. No more Scott Yates. He coached there for 312 years, and he's gone. But still over at Platte Valley is, of course, our buddy Troy Hoffman. So good luck to the Platte Valley Broncos going down today. They've got, of course, Howdy Johnson, Talon Short, battling for that quarterback spot. See how that comes out. I'm sure we'll get with Troy Hoffman next week and talk about this ball game, especially if they can throw a W up at Kent Denver. That's a 2 o'clock game at down at Kent Denver High School today. So that's a look at the scoreboard there. Thursday scoreboard, we'll get to that, and then we're going to get we caught up with Jeff Fulton yesterday talking about the big win. How about that win? 36-35 for Fossil Ridge against Loveland. We were out at Timnath High School, and it was packed. I mean, that's a big stadium, too. I want to get the total amount of people that were at that ballgame, but Fossil Ridge brought the crowd on Thursday night, and it paid off with 44 seconds left. Tyler Kubot, who is going to be our Norfolk Iron Medal Player of the Week, Tyler Kubot, the senior quarterback from Fossil Ridge High School. So that means we'll get an interview on Clark and the Coach with Tyler Kubot coming up this week. So, but they went at 36-35. Kubot to Trek Keyworth. Want to get him on the phone, too. And hopefully we're just crossing our fingers that Mac Bustita is okay, the go-to receiver. Well, with Trek Keyworth, it's hard to say that Bustita's the go-to, but he is. He's the guy that they'll try to stop first. Mac went out, I think Jeff Fulton said it was maybe a thigh, banged up his thigh a little bit, something like that. But he's day-to-day, nothing big. He'll be back. But Trek Keyworth got the winning touchdown, corner of the end zone, as Fossil Ridge wins 36-35. So how about that, folks? The first two broadcasts last year were 40-point games for us. We get two of the best games in the last 10 years or so on Preps Radio. We get a 36-35 Fossil Ridge win with 44 ticks left in the ballgame. And then last night, a Meade victory over Windsor, come from behind with 27 seconds left. They get in the end zone and win at 35-34. So incredibly fun stuff on this opening weekend. Next week, Thursday, we've got Eaton going to University. Figured they'd both be 1-0 in that matchup. Not so fast, my friend. They're both 0-1, but both lost to really good teams. So just mark my words on this. The four teams that I'm talking about right there, Eaton taking on the Classical Academy last night. 1916 Classical Academy gets the late win. And then the other one was Delta and University. Delta 24-0 over University. Those four teams, just in University, they lost a ton of guys. I get that for Casey Dawes' team, but they'll be back. That's the way that program's going. So I just think these four teams, look at where these four teams end up at the end of this thing. Right near the top, I'm guaranteeing you. I think these are, you throw Delta in there for sure. We'll see where University goes. Eaton, kind of know where they're going to land, and Classical Academy looks like the real deal. How about the way the Classical Academy always has a kicker, too? The Carlson brothers, they were there at Classical Academy, followed one another, then followed one another to Auburn, and then Daniels in the NFL. I don't know what the other one's doing, but that's a kicking family. It's a kicking school, and they did it last night, 1916. It was 16 all. They win the with a late field goal. I think it was a walk off, is what I heard Kevin Schaefer say. So we'll get with some of the Reds this week too, as well, on Clark and the Coach. All right, we'll come back in a moment, and we're going to catch up with Jeff Fulton, head football coach out at Fossil Ridge High School. Do that when we come back right here. It's Preps Rewind from the Allen Communication Studios on a Saturday in Northern Colorado. It's Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFK. All right, welcome back to the Rewind here on a Saturday in Northern Colorado, Allen Communication Studios. I'm Clark Johnson. Thanks for jumping in with us. We should be able to get all those scores to you again as we jump off the air. But got you all the scoreboard. Caught up with Jeff Van Winkle. Severance beats Canyon City 21-5. And John Hickey, the Greeley West football coach, with their first win in 20 football games. Pretty cool. But as we said, another great game on Thursday night. 36-35. Fossil Ridge with 44 ticks left. Kubot to Keyworth for the touchdown. And we're That was my Elmer Fudd right there, or Daffy Duck. It was Tyler Kubat who's going to be our Norfolk Iron Medal Player of the Week, and we'll get him on Clark and the Coach interview with Tyler coming up this week. But a big win, big touchdown pass at the end for Fossil Ridge. Caught up with the head coach afterwards. Jeff Fulton talked about it, talked about this big opening day win at Timna Stadium. Jeff, it's a good morning, isn't it?
Clark, it doesn't get much better than this morning. You are correct. Hello, Coach Bruce.
How are you, man? Congratulations. What a great opening football game.
What an electric evening. Our kids played hard, and I told them at the end, we played harder longer, not disrespecting Loveland, but we played the full 48 minutes mostly because we had to. And what a wonderful reward for Trek and Tyler, and props to Mark Moorhead. Yeah, that offense from Loveland, I don't know why do NFL teams not run that? It's so hard to stop. But Mark Moorhead's our defense coordinator, and he had a wonderful package for us.
Boy, no doubt about it. Terrific ball game last night. Talk to me about what you saw when you turned around and looked at the crowd. I mean, I know brand new stadium at Timnath, but Jeff, I mean, that's the biggest crowd. That reminded me of 10, 12, 13 years ago in the FRL when Collins and Rocky would get together or something. Boy, that crowd, the Fossil Ridge side, your side, the student section, the fans stacked, they brought it last night.
Yeah, not many stadiums in high school do you have to put the band in the end zone.
That's right.
Bleacher. It was fantastic. Our student body represented, and our administrators are there. It's such a great environment. It's such a great environment. I'm so lucky to be part of it. I really am.
And, boy. Coach, you didn't need the band last night to, you know, run through for the winning touchdown. The band had to – they stayed off the field. It wasn't a Stanford thing.
That's right.
I do remember that. Only us old guys do. But, yeah, you're right. I was glad that at the end of the game, Loveland was backed up toward the band on the end zone there.
Sure.
I was hoping they were going to play all the loudest songs they could find.
That's exactly right. Talk to me about the last drive for you guys. Of course, getting down there and getting in the end zone with the pass to Trek. I thought Loveland, you guys are really hard to stop. I mean, when Mac's out there, I got to ask you this too. Did I lose Mac in the second half? Did he get, Mac Busteed we're talking about, did he get banged up a little bit or what?
He did. He's been fighting a hamstring injury all fall, and it aggravated. And I think he had 7 or 8 catches.
He sure
in the first
did.
Half,
yep.
Right.
Yep.
And so, yeah, we had to tap him out because we got to preserve him. He gives everything he can, like all of them do. But yeah, that's a big difference maker when 6'5" isn't on the field. That's a big difference.
Boy, no doubt. I don't know what Loveland was doing. Bruce has got one for you here, but I just want to say, Loveland, I thought they did a great job, as good as they could against you all night in the passing game, the passing defense. But I don't know what happened in that last play. But Trek was all alone. He was the only guy on that side of Timnath when he caught that pass, and I thought, wow, that was either the greatest call in the history of mankind, or they broke down a bit.
Well, they were playing what we call a one high all night, basically all night. They put a safety at, he was sometimes 16, 17 yards off the line of scrimmage, and all the under coverage is man-to-man. And that's what we had on that last play. Credit to Matt Phillips, as you said, the greatest call ever. It was one of them for sure. He had Tyler Kubat sprint away from our sideline.
That's right.
He was on a sprint to the right. Trek had a double move post-corner. And we had trips to Tyler's right. So that safety that's playing the one high 17 yards deep, he probably favored the trip side.
Sure.
Well, you got Trek Keyworth one-on-one on the backside, basically. And he made a nice move. He posted it up, and then he cuts to the corner. And Tyler is as good as anybody. And might I ask, please, the local colleges, please recruit Tyler Kubat.
My goodness
really
gracious.
Come, an opportunity.
Yeah. Jeff, just come look at it. My goodness. Bruce, go ahead.
Jeff, you kind of led into my question, but I wanted to ask you. I've known Trek his entire life, but how fun is it to watch a young man like him just develop into such a incredible athlete? You know, yes, ability, yes, but work ethic, you know, industriousness. Yeah. What a great example.
Well, yeah, and he gets all the credit. Obviously, his parents did a great job with him. They're all hooked up in neat and nice ways. The best thing that I would describe about Trek is, you know, you got Busteed, who's going to go D1. And last year we had Dominic Leone. And Trek was the third wheel, if you will.
Sure.
But he never let that be a negative to him. He just puts his nose to the grindstone. He works hard every day. He had a great summer. and all he does is, you know, catch winning plays. And I must tell you this as well. The extra point to win it,
you bet,
was a bad snap.
Was it?
Trek managed it off the ground with a split second to spare before Bryce kicked it. Yeah, we watched it on video this morning. That might have been the most MVP play of the night.
Wow.
Was the PAT afterwards, yeah.
How about things people don't see, and yeah, then you go, man, as a coach, you go, wow. That's the one. You had a great game, but I'm patting you on the back for saving that. Because, yeah, we got to the extra point. I thought, okay, it's high school football. Bryce Olson's been terrific, too, by the way. Man, I talk about Bryce. What a weapon, too, to put a team at the 20-yard line every time.
He's unbelievable. He really is. Yep. And Loveland's good enough to, you know, take those long marches.
Sure.
But some schools won't be quite as good. So, yeah, that 20-yard line, we smile on the coaching staff every time he bangs it into the end zone.
Pretty good stuff. What I liked last night, I saw a player. Didn't know he was going to be a factor last night. Colton Pollack, sophomore running back for you guys. Colton was terrific. He got into the end zone last night. He was, and this is a sophomore. And for Tyler, you've got to be able to keep the defense honest. You've got to be able to run the ball at some point, you know, or they're just going to sit back and try to wait. But I thought Colton was terrific last night.
Yeah, Clark, he is a special talent. He's a high-end lacrosse player.
Mm.
And we're lucky to have him. And the other tailback, Mr. Toshkoff.
Toshkoff, yeah, you bet.
Yeah, he's another sophomore.
Wow.
So, and they make, the beauty of those two guys is they make the first tackler miss.
Yep.
Consistently. Now, we had the fumble early, but you know what? That's a sophomore mistake. We'll get that fixed up, and nobody felt worse than that young man. So, yeah, the future's bright with those running backs. I mean, they're really talented kids. And wonderful humans.
Boy, that's the best part about the whole thing. So
it is.
And how did the team take the win last night? Everybody's celebrating, of course, but it's right back to business. I mean, this is just the first of 10 of these, right?
Yes, sir. We got film today at 4 o'clock after school. Coaches will meet Saturday, get ready for Grandview next Thursday. From the, what do they call it, from the frying pan to the fire.
My goodness.
But that's okay. Yep. We'll play anybody, anywhere, anytime. And we were lucky last night at times. We also did good. The kids did good things on the field, so it was fun. Yeah, right back to it for Grandview.
Yeah, and Coach, I know it's really early, just right after the game, but is there one or two things you can take from last night that you go back, you know, today and say, "Wow, we kind of maybe need to emphasize this a little more that we didn't in training camp."
Absolutely, absolutely. Pad level tackling. We pride ourselves. What we call eyes in the thighs. We don't want to tackle people shoulder to shoulder.
Sure.
We want our shoulders to be in their thigh pads. No running back likes to have their legs taken out. Not in an injurious way. That's just what we do. We put eyes in the thighs. It's safer for the tackler. The running back gets irritated by that. And we didn't do a good job with that last night. So that would be emphasis on film tonight in the defensive room. We got to lower our shoulder pads.
All right, so Thursday, Grandview rolls into Timna Stadium, and you guys will jump back at them. Good luck going forward. So, and I don't know if I heard you say this. If I didn't, you can smack me next time you see me. But Mac Bosteed, is he going to be day-to-day? What's he looking like going forward?
Day-to-day.
All right. That's cool
day-to-day
stuff. This is I'll tell you what, folks, and and I've been saying this, go check this Fossil Ridge football team out. You want a great night of entertainment? Go see this. Go see Tyler Kubat and this company throw the football and watch these guys play. Jeff, great win last night, 36-35. What a great way to start the season. Go get them the rest of the way, okay?
We sure will, Clark. Thank you, Bruce. Thank you very much, Coach.
Great win. Congrats.
We love KFKA. Thank you for taking care of the high school coaches and teams around here.
All right, there's Jeff Fulton, head football coach out at Fossil Ridge High School. What a start. 36-35 win over Allen Jeffries and the Loveland Red Wolves. We'll come back in a moment. Preps Rewind will continue here on a Saturday in northern Colorado. We're in the Allo Communications Studios. Hug your kids today. Get out and get some exercise, folks. We're back in a moment on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back to the program. It is Preps Rewind on a Saturday. I had to remember where I was. I almost said the C and C word. Alla Communication Studios. Clark and the coach is on every single weekday here on KFK from 10 o'clock in the morning to 11 o'clock, and we're just punched right into the middle of the very best lineup here at KFKA. Good morning, NOCO. Brian, Gary, Tanner, Schwint kick it off for 4 hours with you. You got to start your day there 6 to 10. Then Coach Bruce Dick and I jump in from 10 to 11, and then, of course, 3 hours of Brady Hull and the whole show. So 8 hours local programming here on KFK every weekday. It is the place to set your dial. Set it, and what do they say on that? Is it the cooking show, or is it Popeil? Set it and forget it. Yeah, that's what you do with 1310 KFK and also 103.1 FM, killing it for you. All right, so talking about killing it, how about Resurrection Christian Golf? Rick Mees, the head coach over there, they ran second to eat to, God, who did they lose to? I think, was it Windsor in the Eaton Invitational, but second is great. And when you realize that the top three golfers, the top four golfers, three freshmen and a senior for a Resurrection Christian, and then they turned around, went to Estes Park Invitational last week, and they won it. They beat Eaton by 7 strokes in the Estes Park Invitational. So we caught up with Rick Mees, the golf coach out at Resurrection Christian, talking about his golfers, and this is just an embarrassment of riches with young golfers at Res Christian right now. Here's Coach Mees. Rick, how are you?
Good, Clark. Hey, Coach.
How you doing, Rick? Man, these kids are on fire.
Hey,
you're a better coach this year.
My kids make me that way.
That's right.
You know, usually it's football season. It's high school football season. But you know what? What I'm so proud of, the talk around Res, and don't get me wrong, Coach Monk and his football team,
sure,
they run a great program here. But the talk at Res Christian is my golf team.
Boy,
Rick,
and I love it.
Yeah, Rick, there's no doubt. I mean, you just go down the line here, and as we said before, the freshmen, this is just a crazy group. Jack Carter shot 76 yesterday. He shot 71 at Eaton. We'll kind of take these two. I want to go through the two tournaments and just get your idea on how you guys played. But Jack Carter, a freshman. Clint Summers, a freshman. Micah Livingstone, a freshman. It's ridiculous. And then you got Gage, your grandson, who's the senior. He's the leader on the group right there. And he just 4 in the top 10 this week. That's a crazy good thing.
Well, absolutely. You know, Clark, you didn't even, you know, I took 12 kids to that tournament.
Whoa, my. Talk about that. Yeah.
Yeah. So you mentioned my top 4, which did well. 3 in the top 5 that medaled, and of course, all 4 were in the top 10. I took 8 JV kids this to Estes Park also. So they played in the 8 JV format, which they played a little shorter tees, but only 500 yards shorter. But if you pulled up the I Want to Make Her on JVs, my JVs took the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6
place
in the JV tournament.
That's incredible. High school golf, for those people that haven't been out there, Coach, it's just fun to go watch. I mean, you can follow a couple of players, or you can, you know, stay at a hole. But anybody that hasn't been out to a high school golf meet, they got to get out there. What's your next one coming up where people could get out and watch?
We got a really busy schedule. As you know, in a couple weeks, we have CCR, so we missed that week. So this next week, we have 4 tournaments, but my coaching philosophy with my kids, of course, is academics first, and so I only allow my kids to miss 2 days of school in 1 week. I have 4 varsity tournaments coming up, so I've got my 5, 6, 7, 8 playing Monday at Loveland Old Course, and I think it's Thursday at Loveland Old Course. They're playing the 2 different invites, Loveland Invite and the Berthet Invite, are both Loveland Old Course. Those would be my 5 through 8. My varsity on Tuesday, we'll be playing Collindale, which is the, I forgot whose invite that was. Collindale is the Wellington invite.
Yep.
Or Timneth invite.
Timneth, you bet.
And then Friday, my varsity and 2 of my JV teams will go to Sterling on Friday. So we got a busy week next week. But locally, Old Course twice, but that's my 5 through 8. And then if they want to come watch varsity, that's at Collindale on Wednesday.
Well, and there's plenty of protection for the spectators, because there's lots of trees to hide behind
at
Collindale.
Yeah, for sure.
Hey, Rick, talk about Jack Carter. I mean, this kid, this freshman, is crazy good. He's winding up in the last few tournaments at the top of the leaderboard. How good is this kid? And is he just? I mean, golf is such, as we talk about, such a mental game. Is he just groups ahead of where a freshman would normally be? You've done this forever, coaching golf. This is a pretty crazy group of freshmen, right?
Oh. Yeah, you know what? I foresee three possible D1 recruits.
Wow.
And trust me, it's not easy to get in D1 in golf. If you look at the state of Colorado, there's some really good golfers. And you look at the seniors this year, and there's three or four that are out there that are D1 potential. But, well, I'll tell you what, if these kids stick with it, you're right. It's just, and what I see in most of them, they've grown up and they got the skill level to shoot what they shoot. But their mental, I have no idea. I've had so many good kids that lose that mental part of the game, and it affects them. This varsity team does not. I've got four of the, actually, I think I got 12 of the best mental players in golf right now. You know, I was out at the golf course the other day. My kids play 9 holes out at Raindance every once in a while. So my varsity came up with this format. So Gage and Clint were partners, and Jack and Michael were partners, and they came up with this game called Best Ball. So these kids were playing, or no, it came up, it's usually Best Ball. They came up with a format of Worst Ball. So they had,
I could be in
the worst shot of each kid. And I'm looking at the green, and I'm with my assistant coach, Pete, and I said, Mike, you look at these kids standing on this green, and if I brought anybody out here and said, that's my varsity four, that's Jack that's probably got a +1 handicap,
sure,
and them other kids got single-digit handicaps. If I told people that and they looked at these kids and they'd say, there's no way those third graders could shoot that good. They look so young, but yep, they're so good.
Hey, Coach, in golf, how early are kids getting recruited to Division I schools? Because in all the other sports, it keeps getting younger every year.
You know, COVID was a problem because I'm involved with the high school golf in Patriot League. So I became really good friends with a lot of families and kids that had that potential in high school. So, I mean, Taylor Schaefer, Jake Gilbert, kids from Strasburg and Sterling, they approached me, and I contact a lot of coaches. What really hurt those kids was the COVID era. Mm. There were scholarships that rolled over and everything else. But after seeing what they went through trying to recruit them, they're all going to college on scholarships. But so when I seen that, I talked to my freshman parents and I said, you know what, we got to start now. We needed to start looking at where they want to go, if they want to stay local, if they want to go, you know, where they can play 4 years. You know, there's a lot that you start right away.
Boy, that's for sure. Rick, want to thank you for jumping in. Boy, what a run for you guys right now. I'm sure it's going to continue, and an embarrassment of riches for the youngsters you have on this golf team, man. You're not going anywhere for a while, are you?
Oh, no. I'm going to retire this year because Gage graduated.
That's right.
I'm going to stick around.
You know, let me ask you this before we let you go. Gage, too, a senior with all these freshmen, do they lean a little bit on him for leadership?
They do. And you know, it's funny because when we went to Sterling, I separated the kids on kind of their age groups and stuff, the seniors and the sophomores, the freshmen. Gage got a rollaway and went in the bedroom with the freshmen.
That a baby.
That's his teammate, too.
that's being a leader, too. So that's great stuff, man. Rick, thanks for jumping in, man. Continue the role for Resurrection Christian Golf. We'll catch up with you soon, okay?
Thanks, Clark. Thanks, Coach, for looking us up, and looking forward to visiting with you again.
All right, there's Rick Mees, the head golf coach out at Resurrection Christian High School. Can't wait. Regional is going to be right out here at Highland Hills, so should be fun. So that's out here in Greeley, of course, and then state championship is down in Denver this year. And we try to get to as much coverage for you coming up in golf as we can. So this week on Clark and the Coach, going to talk a lot of softball and volleyball as well as football. So get your guys all caught up. Bruce and I will do that as we get with you each and every weekday from 10 to 11 o'clock right here. This has been the Preps Rewind today. Thank you to Jeff Van Winkle, the Severance football coach, and John Hickey, the Greeley West football coach, both opening the season with W's for their squad. So pretty cool stuff. All right. Thank you to Michael Kirkpatrick. We've got a UNC special coming up. Mike, is that next? Okay, so stay tuned. Aaron Rath, Blake Olson, and the crew going to be talking UNC football coming up right here in Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1, 1310 KFKA.